Matt Greenwood back on J98 for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show, speaking to Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Victorious Tigers here tonight, 72-28 over the Crystal City Hornets in this Central Christmas Tournament. And, Coach, let's start with the defense, because I know that's where you like to start off, and that's really what the name of the game was tonight for you guys. Just a suffocating defense all around, along the baseline, doubling the guy with the ball towards midcourt, always, you know, getting up in their face and you know, throwing hands around and stuff like that. So really just the defensive effort from your guys, your thoughts on that?
The first quarter, it was really, really good, I thought. Like, I just felt like all five guys were working together. We talk about not allowing people in the paint and contesting every shot, and I don't think they really had a lot of quality looks that first quarter, and it got us off to a pretty good start.
Yeah, quality is what my broadcast partner Sean was talking about, and they just weren't getting good quality shots. And some of that, you know, was probably on them, but a lot of it was just the defensive effort that you guys put forth. And let's switch to transition. You use your defense to get some fast break opportunities, and your guys connected pretty well on those opportunities.
I think they did. I think we had a couple that we fumbled out of bounds and things like that, but for the most part, we were connecting in transition. I don't think we're a good enough team in the half court to consistently get great shots in the half court if we're walking it up and slowing it down. So if we can get a few turnovers now and then and we can get out in transition, really not so much worried about the turnovers, but really cleaning up the defensive rebounds and pushing it quick, it allowed us to get some easy opportunities.
Colin Riando winds up leading your team in points, 16. Really had a great third quarter coming out party in that third quarter, 9 points of your team's third quarter points. And just a guy that started to really get to the rim very easily.
Colin just works hard. I mean, that's really there is to it. He has some things in his game that he's still working on and developing, but he's really good about concentrating what he's good on. And he's right now, for a sophomore and, you know, somebody probably still has to add some weight and muscle, he's doing a real good job on the defensive end. We have consistently put him on the other team's best player throughout the year or close to it, and, you know, he's held up really, really well. So we look forward to that developing more.
He certainly is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. Just the performance that he put on in the third quarter alone really, really stood out to me, at least. And another guy that, I mean, he's going to stand out because he's tall and he's athletic, Savez Thomas.
Right.
Offensive rebounding was spectacular for him. A couple of, you know, loose ball push fouls on rebounds were called, but I'm sure those are the fouls that you'll take when a guy's being that aggressive. But
right.
On the glass in that third quarter, had a couple of nice opportunities and just really did a good job of carrying some of the rebounding effort for you guys
right.
in the second half.
I think what we talk about with Savez is obviously he's got a little bit of bounce in his step. He gets to the rim pretty well. We talk about efficiency with him because Savez sometimes will get a little bit out of what we're trying to do, and he'll take a questionable shot at times, but his energy is always really good. He plays hard, and he helps us a lot. I mean, without him, we would struggle to score a little bit more than what we do.
And you got Akil Muhammad on the floor as well off the bench for you, 10 points, including 8 in the fourth quarter, and did some good effort, you know, getting to the rim and had, I think, one or two layup tries there. So all around, just a really great effort. Starters, bench for you, did a good job. As you watch the Central West County game, I'm sure there's some things you're going to be looking for at both ends of the floor. Can you kind of fill us in as to what you're expecting to see out of this matchup tonight?
You know, I don't know because I haven't seen West County at all. I'm looking forward to watching them a little bit. But in terms of Central, we've seen them. So we kind of know how we match up against them. We already played them once. But West County, I'm just interested to see what their players look like, what kind of defense they play, all that, because I don't know much about them.
And you did beat Central. What was sort of the key to getting that win?
Probably the same thing as tonight. We got out in transition a little bit, and we had some pretty good defensive effort. But I think that was like our second game of the year and probably their second game of the year. So I don't know I don't think that matters at all for Friday, to be honest with you.
If it is Central, what will it come down to beating them again?
How in the world we stop Brevin McMullen in any way, shape, or form? I mean, he had 32 on us the first game, and we played really well. So I don't know what happens if you don't play well and he still gets 32. He's one of the best players in the tournament, if not the best. Sometimes I look out there, I'm not really sure how we attack guarding him. But that will be a key for us for sure.
All right, Coach, and like you said, I haven't seen West County, so we'll let you get to it. Thanks for your time.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. We got the second half next.